Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
5:17, Dean Richards for Steve Bertrand. Chicago's afternoon news to get you into this weekend here. But unfortunately, we do it with some not very encouraging numbers about COVID-19 here in the state of Illinois. The city of Chicago, Illinois Department of Public Health, is reporting 7,983 new and confirmed probable cases of COVID-19 in Illinois, including 47 additional deaths since last Friday. Dr. Ngozi Ezike, who is the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, is encouraging people who haven't been vaccinated to get their shots because of the Delta variant and it exploding in Missouri and being on the rise here in the state of Illinois.
I think, unfortunately, some sobering statistics and some actual real-life stories of tragedies that were completely preventable will maybe make some people reevaluate those earlier choices. It's only a matter of time whereby Delta will be the predominant strain, but it doesn't really matter what variant we're dealing with. We have seen that the vaccines that we have are effective against all of the variants that we have identified.
Dr. Kevin Most is the chief medical officer, Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, Kevin, my friend, thank you for joining us. I presume that you agree completely with Dr. Ezike on this. And do you see the Delta variant becoming the bigger problem than we had 16 months ago?
100%, Dean. You know, these numbers, everyone should really be paying attention to what's going on right now. And also listening to what the predictions are that are coming out of Harvard and Hopkins, because they are very sobering and are very concerning. So I just tell Ryan, we'll probably be back in masks before September 1st. That's going to be my guess.
Yeah. Before they mandate it, do you think it's a smart idea for people to put on the masks now anyway?
Well, you would hope that those who are supposed to be masked are wearing masks. In other words, those are the unvaccinated. If you look at these hospitalizations, 99.5, 99.7 are individuals that are unvaccinated. So certainly all of us who are vaccinated, if we want to be a little bit more protective, but we're still doing quite fine. But as this Delta variant spreads, we are going to start to see that even those vaccinated are going to start to see more mild cases of this, which is going to be extremely concerning going into the school year.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard this today. The governor of the state of Alabama, which has the lowest vaccination rate in the country, 39.6% of the residents there are fully vaccinated. So that means, 60%, over 60% of the people in the state of Alabama are not vaccinated. The governor there, who is a Republican, quote, "Folks are supposed to have common sense. It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down." She goes, "I've done all I know how to do. All I can do is encourage you to do something, but I cannot make you take care of yourself." This is Governor Kay Ivey, Republican of Alabama, is this where the blame belongs now? Because for the past several weeks, all we've been hearing is that new COVID cases are almost 100% unvaccinated people.
Yep. I'm right there with her, and I'm glad that she did it, and I hope others step up and say it, especially Republicans, because unfortunately this is a political issue right now. And if we aren't going to listen to the scientists from Harvard and Hopkins and Northwestern, then maybe we're going to listen to the politicians. But I can tell you, Dean, we have an extremely small window here, or we are going to be in a world of hurt. And I can tell you, you know, we talk every week. These last 3 weeks have been extremely concerning. People are still looking at the numbers saying, oh, they're not that high. But boy, the way this Delta variant spreads and the way that it is going now state to state, all 50 states, increases in cases, increase in hospitalizations, And within 10 days, you'll see all 50 states with increase in deaths.
Now, are those of us who are fully vaccinated, are we protected against Delta variant and some of the other variants that we're now hearing about? Are we safe?
Yeah, we're safe, but we're not fully protected. We have to remember that the vaccine itself, even without the Delta variant in the picture, was about 95% effective. We know now with a lot of studies, especially some good studies coming out of Israel, showing that, you know what, we're not 95% effective against the Delta variant. We're probably more in the 60s. And actually, a concerning study that came out is that J&J is probably more close to the 40% protection rate, which may push those with J&J to end up getting a booster here soon. But we all have to understand that the Delta variant will continue to spread as long as we have unvaccinated people not wearing masks and not doing common sense things. And that's the unfortunate part.
Yeah, I've heard cases where people have been vaccinated and still wound up getting COVID-19. So it's that 4%, 5%, 6% window, isn't it? I mean, yeah. If we're looking at a 95% effective rate for Pfizer, for Moderna, that means that there's a 5% chance you could still get COVID from it.
Well, yeah, and it's even more than that, Dean, because those percentages that we talk about are percentages that you will not be hospitalized or die from the illness. So people are going to get Delta, and they'll have, you know, less severe symptoms. But everyone has to remember how many people are ending up being long haulers. A lot of these people that have less severe symptoms may still end up with cognitive issues, with the loss of taste and smell, with COVID headaches, with, you know, brain fog. I mean, I wish people would take it a little bit more serious than they are. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, every so often you'll see somebody that says, you know, I didn't believe it, and then I got it, and I was so sick, and boy, I hope everybody does it. I'm not sure who we need to be the cheerleaders anymore, but certainly everyone in the medical field has been doing all they can.
Yeah, we were just talking about Lollapalooza that will start up next Thursday. listen to you with your diabolical laugh already on this. 100,000 people a day in Grant Park, Kevin. You know, they say that they're going to require proof of vaccination. They say that if you don't have your vaccination card, that you're going to have a COVID-19 test within 72 hours of walking inside the gates. I also have people on our text line who told me that they have heard of people forging vaccination cards that look, here's the quote, they look amazingly identical. I paid $85 for 20 of them. So how does having a vaccination card help? But even more than the fraud aspect of it, is this, are we asking for trouble bringing this many people into Grant Park next week?
Well, you know, if you had asked me this 3 months ago, I would have said the trend we're on, we're looking good. Delta blew this all up. And I think we are. Even individuals who have a negative test 72 hours before still could come in with an infection. And when you get those people in that close quarters, those unvaccinated that were negative, all you need is a couple of sick people or a couple of people with symptoms, and they are going to spread this. And, you know, you're not going to physically distance in that. I mean, you've seen the pictures of what they do. And the population that is going to this has a high percentage of unvaccinated. They're still in that uncertainty age group of, I'm not sure I want this.
Yeah, and, you know, in these settings, alcohol and substances are used, which can very easily impair what might otherwise be good judgment about something that could put you in the hospital or kill you.
Yeah, Dean, if you think about it, you have the age group that you do, you have alcohol, and you have music. If they were just all going to sit there politely in the chairs 3 feet apart and listen to music, that's great. These people are screaming, they're yelling, they're singing. They are spreading whatever viruses they happen to have, you know, in a very close circle. Yeah. So
I'm worried
concerning
about it.
And I think we'll see what's going to happen here, you know. Look 7 to 10 days after Lala to see if we see a spike in that age group. It's not unexpected.
Yeah, I'm very worried about it. So hopefully we're both wrong about that.
Yes.
We're going to talk with you on Sunday morning, Kevin?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll look forward to it. 9:30 Sunday morning, like you have done during the entire pandemic. Dr. Kevin Most is the chief medical officer, Northwestern's Central DuPage Hospital. Get back out on the golf course, because I know that must be where you are right now.
Take care. We'll talk to you Sunday.
See you later. He lives on the golf course, I'm telling you. He's always on the golf course. We're going to check news coming up right after this.